I'm sorry, I feel bad I even invited you over for this movie, bro. Doesn't really seem to be going anywhere, does it? Are you enjoying it? Nah, me neither. Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm feeling kind of horny right now. No, it's cool. That wasn't a proposition or whatever. I'm just saying. Hey, you'd be okay if I put on some porn, right? It's just. I saw this video come up on my feed yesterday. I haven't watched it yet. It just popped into my mind just then. What? I enjoy porn. Do you not? No, don't tell me you don't, because I will not believe you. Bro, come on. Chill out. We're friends. I don't mean anything by it. And you've been chronically single for like ever. Relax. Watch some fucking porn. No matter how terrible it is, it's still gonna be porn level better than what we were just watching. We're okay, right? I mean, we've been friends forever, and I know there's not that thing between us to make it weird, and maybe you should just relax. You know, you should let yourself have some fun, and maybe, like, explore some things you've always wanted to. Take advantage of the fact you're still single right now, yeah? Cool? Cool. Okay, give me a second just while I find it. I think it's on. Yeah, here we go. Oh, the guys in it look like really super hot. Not like Hollywood overdone hot. I'm talking just, oh my god, look at that guy on the street. They don't make them like that back home kind of hot, you know? Oh yeah, it's two guys. That's okay, right? Whoa. Hold on. I know you're not about to say that you have a problem watching two guys. Not you. And besides, do you have any idea how many people watch lesbian porn without being an actual lesbian? My ex made fun of me if I wouldn't watch it with him. I'm not gonna do that here. I'm just saying, loosen up. You never know. Okay, tell you what. I'll do you a deal. We'll put it on for the intro, you know, before things really get going. And if you're really freaked out, or it's really just not something you're into, it's not doing anything for you, we'll turn it off. We'll rewatch some Stranger Things or something and just pretend this never happened. Girl Scouts honor. Okay, you have me there. I was never a Girl Scout, but still. Cool? Cool. Here we go. Oh, the classic. The massage bed in a low-lit studio. Oh, I love that. You ever had a massage? Like a proper deep massage, like it pushes your reset button. God, I haven't had one of those in a while. This is gonna make me pay for one. Oh, yeah, I'd want that bigger guy resetting my button, too. That oil looks good. It's so much nicer when they rub it all around on their hands, so it's nice and warm when they put it on you. Oh, wow, that guy has powerful hands. That's gotta be a firm touch. I wonder if the bigger guy's a real masseur. You know, like that's his background. He really knows what he's doing with his hands. And it looks appreciated. I don't normally like big guys so much. I don't know though. He looks like the kind of guy you'd be safe with. He's not like a Hulk. He's just bigger, you know? Nice bigger. Maybe it's the way he's touching him as well. Like it's not pushy or demanding. There's a real, can you see that? Like there's a real gentleness there. The way his hands are just kind of gliding over his skin. So the muscles are, you know, kind of nice behind that. They don't look fake. Oh yeah, let that towel fall away. That's gotta feel nice. A real deliberate move over his behind. Oh, I bet that feels like a tease. Like almost getting closer, but not quite. That would drive me crazy. Well, the massagee certainly seems to be enjoying himself. No, yeah, look, look, he's totally into it, for real. See? Yeah, if I were a guy with that masseur, with all that oil and those hands all over my body, I too would be stiff. Real fucking stiff. Are you okay? I mean, it's not weird if I, like, if I slip my hands, you know, under the blanket. You don't mind, do you? Like, I trust you. You're my friend. I don't have an issue with you seeing me do this or with seeing any part of my body. You know, I mean, if you want to yourself, go ahead. I don't mind. Sure, I get it. Just know that I don't mind. If you feel it, do it. It is not offensive to me. Oh, wow. Big guy knows what's up. The shirt is coming off. No more pretense. Oh, that is a solid guy. I'd want him on my side. Powerful guy, I guess. Nice big chest. Why is it so much better when their body looks real, like, you know, they live in it? You know what I mean? It's just so much sexier. I bet he's a softie, really. With those strong pecs and that nice downy hair on his forearms. I like his face. That's a nice guy face, right? See, watch how he's checking in with the other guys, if he's making sure this is all still cool with him. Just the right amount of hair on him as well. I like that. Good looking guy, isn't he? What do you think? It's cool. Women talk about each other being pretty all the time. There is nothing wrong with guys doing the same. It doesn't mean anything. Besides, you know what? I'd actually kind of judge you if you didn't find him at least a little attractive. Come on, he is a good-looking guy doing something very sexy. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. He is. Oh, yeah, do what your masseur tells you and turn over. Well, if you didn't know he turned him on before, he knows it now. Ah, oh, such a tease. Going back up to his upper body. He's trying to make him crave it. Yeah, look at the way he's paying attention to his nipples, though. It's like obvious. I love that kind of thing where everybody knows what's up. Like, even if this wasn't a porno, like, everybody kind of knows what's up, but you just let the tension drag on a little bit. Oh, wow. The bulge. No, look, on the masseur, it's like almost in the other guy's face. Ooh. Our guy is salivating over that. I bet it's a little bigger than yours, honey, so I hope you can take it. Man, he's desperate for him to touch his dick, but he's trying to be restrained. I mean, he's good looking too, but I think they deliberately made him a slightly smaller guy. Is that the dream, you think? Like, is it similar for most women with most men when they want men? Like, you get looked after by a bigger guy with, like, a bigger package, obviously. I can totally see that. If you were there, like, instead of him, you know, the guy getting the massage, you'd want him to touch you, right? Like, take hold of you. Hey. Hey, you listening? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to knock your. Oh. You are really enjoying this video. No. I'm just saying, why didn't you say? Go ahead. Do what you want. I am. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't say, you know what? Get it out. Do what you want. It's a sexy video. I had a feeling you'd like it. Oh, you're so cute down there. No, you're a good size. Listen, it is total rubbish that it's all about the size of the cock. It really is. You're just the guy on the massage bed. No, it's cute. I'm saying I can see you being the other guy. You know, that's you. That's your vibe. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. You're cute. Enjoy it. Enjoy being cute, okay? I didn't realize you'd get as easily turned on as this. You are really liking this. Oh wow, oh wow, look. Look, he's leaning over near his pelvis. He's got his junk right over the client's face. Did you see the guy in the bed? His dick just twitched. I saw it. Oh, he's going red. He's desperate, poor thing. Wait, what was that? What'd the big guy say? Oh, he wants permission to get totally undressed now. I don't think you have to ask twice, honey. He's nervy, but he's up for it. Oh my God, that is a good size cock. Like, it's not scary or anything, it's just nicely big. Yeah, I'd be excited too. He's just taking the client's hand and putting it on his cock. I'm so glad this came up on my feed. Hey, whoa, slow it down. You'll spend yourself before we've even got to the really good part of the video. You know what? I don't think I can trust you with yourself. You know, move. Come here. Come closer. Yeah. Okay. There we go. You let me handle it. You just relax and just watch. It's fine. I totally see you needing this, so just chill. Enjoy. Oh my God. The big guy kissing him so soft while stroking his cock with his hand is like a major let me take care of you move. That is so hot. Did I hear right? Did the masseur just tell him to start? Oh, yes, he did. In it goes. Oh, right between the lips. That is so sexy. He wants that dick. Yeah, try and fit all of it in your mouth. Show him you're desperate for him. So, be honest. Which one are you seeing yourself as right now? I mean, like the guy lying down? Yeah, I thought so. Come on, tell me more. It's okay. I mean, you'd want a bigger guy to lean over you. In this situation, you'd want him to come to you and kiss you and touch you softly like that. I bet you want to be held like that. Feel strong arms around you, right? You want to touch him? Have him touch you back? I bet you want to know that you can make him feel good. You want to get to use your mouth on him? You know, suck him. Like that. Have you ever been with another guy? Really not. Would you want me to tell you what it's like? Not just the act itself, but I mean everything. What it's like to be with a guy, like someone maybe a little bigger, maybe a little more powerful than you. You know, it can get like a drug. To feel, for the moment, like you're the center of someone stronger, bigger's universe. It's intoxicating, you know? You can't even fit your hands around his arms as he holds you and keeps you in place. And it feels beautifully possessive in that moment of them, like they're holding you and it's like they're saying, "Mine, you're mine." That's on the one hand, and yet it's protective at the same time. And when he kisses you, you feel his mouth insisting against yours, insisting on you, and oh, you feel so wanted. Then you can feel this desire push against you, and he'll guide your hand to touch it, to touch him, because he wants you, but also he wants you to know what you're doing to him. And you feel him harden even more under your touch because now you have him even more excited. You've given him hope that what he wants out of you is gonna happen. And just like you are right now, it's getting harder. And you think, I'm doing that. I'm making him feel good. I'm making him want me more. Go ahead, keep watching the screen. You'll see. You think, I am making this guy feel sexy. And now he wants to be as close to me as it is possible to be. And I'm just here existing, yet he wants me. So you feel quietly powerful. You're so hard. You want that, don't you? Huh? You want him to push your knees apart because he has to have access to you? He needs you. Like, he can't wait. He needs you right there and then. Like that, you feel a moan into your mouth. Feel his lips continue to demand you, like his fingers explore you, and then you want him to take you? Like that, like he's now doing on the screen. Just laying atop of him. And your legs go around him. Because you want him in place. And he just wants for a second to belong to you. And you can feel him at your entrance. Now, when it's your first time, even if he wants you like so bad, a real lover, he's gonna stop. He's gonna double check with you. He's gonna make sure you're ready. Make sure that it's what you really want. And you can hear the tremble in his voice. It is so sexy. And then he's gonna move forward. And in that moment, it's like he's claiming you. And it's the most invasive and yet satisfying thing to have someone you want actually in your body. It's like for a few moments, you're part of him. And the feeling you give him is too much for him to handle, but he needs it. He craves it. So he craves you. So he keeps rhythmically just coming back and back to get more and more of you, speeding it up because it's not enough. He keeps trying to get more of you, keeps trying to go deeper so you can just live on his skin. It gets to a point where you and the feeling you're making him feel are just like so intoxicating, he can't communicate anymore. He's taking you. Look, just like that. Like he's taking him. He fucks you like that. Like you're all that matters right now. Like there's nothing beyond you. And you're on your back, and there's nothing for you but him and you and the feeling. And it gets more intense and more so. And his breath will be shallow, and he's groaning and grunting now because he can't help it, because he's about to lose control, aren't you? You're both chasing this beautiful feeling of losing control. You want that? You see what he's doing to him? You want him, big, powerful, beautiful guy, to do that to you. Fuck, he sounds close. You're close too, right? Think about if it was you pinned under him. Him moaning like that on top of you because he's filling you and giving you every inch of himself that he can give, making you feel it. That's it. That's it. So close there. So close now. It's so much. There's just you and him. Watch. Watch him do it. Watch him take him there. Imagine it's you. He's gone. Ha! Ha! Like that. Like that. Seems like everyone needed that. Oh, they left this part in. I like this part. They get off you softly. They give you a kiss as they go. And they leave a little something of themselves inside you. See? Just like you see there. He looks satisfied, though. He needed that. They both did. You too. You all right? I'm sorry that might have been a lot for you. I just. Here you go. I kind of thought it was time. I could see it, you know. I felt like maybe you needed a third party to bust a door down before you could just let yourself be with it. You need to be held. Come here. It's okay. I'll have to do for your big, strong guy for now. I'm sorry, I'm not that. Just. You okay? Get comfy. Come here. How is it you've never been with a guy? Like, I look at you and that just seems to make a lot of sense, you know? And, you know, at the end of the day, what you ultimately do with it's none of my business. But maybe it'd help for you to hear someone else say, there's really nothing wrong with fantasies. Just being nice fantasies. It doesn't hurt anyone, and it's good to unwind with, but I'm just saying, maybe you should think about trying it, you know? Trusting someone to take you through it. See how he and any of it makes you feel. For real. And I know you're not an idiot. But porn's all well and good. But if you want to do this kind of thing, promise me you'll be safe. You're important to me, and you'll use protection and look after yourself, right? I mean, if you really want it, there's maybe a couple of guys who I know who are maybe a little like that masseur guy we saw, and who I don't doubt would be happy to take you on a date or meet up, see where things go from there, you know? I think you'd enjoy it. And at the end of the day, I want you to be happy. You are quite clearly a subby kind of guy, yeah? So I think you should consider, you know, letting yourself explore. And whether in the end it turns out that you're more straight than not, or you're bi, or you're queer, or gay, who knows? It's your journey, it's your identity, label, or truth to find out for yourself, you know? But I'm just saying, you deserve to be happy with someone making you their naturally subby boy. Let go a little and let yourself want what you want, okay? Let's hug for a while. And then, you know what? You want pizza? Let's treat ourselves and order pizza.